Mr. President, with respect, I wish to update the Council on the progress by the Fiji Police Force with regards to the Universal Periodic Review report of 2014. Subsequent to the ratification of the ICCPR by the Fijian government, the Fiji Police Force, in its response, endorsed its use of force policy. This was amicably developed in close consultation with the Fiji resident UN representative and the regional office of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights. We have incorporated the UN Convention in assigning a dedicated human rights cell under the Directorate of Internal Affairs to independently investigate and report on complaints against police officers on breach of human rights. Further to this, we have also crafted a policy on the use of pepper spray for immediate implementation in association with our use of force policy. Training for this in all five policing divisions have been ongoing. Similarly, the same has been incorporated in our recruitment and training programs, which are also extended to our police regional counterparts. From 2018 to date, in coordination with UNDP, more than 600 personnel have been undergoing human rights-related training. In line with Fiji's ratification of UNCAT, we have incorporated the first-hour interview procedure in collaboration with the Office of the Director of Public Prosecution, Legal Aid Commission, and other relevant stakeholders in ensuring that the constitutional rights of Fiji citizens are upheld. As a modern-day requirement for police agencies in the use of VRI, or video recording interview, we are working diligently in the acquisition and replacement of old VRI machines. We are working with our United Kingdom counterparts in training police officers. Likewise, our Fiji Police Force trainers have been engaged in retraining our domestic and regional law enforcement counterparts. We have subsequently reviewed our daily crime registration mechanism from a manual to an electronic platform. This is carried out with our geospatial counterparts and regional body and intergovernmental collaboration. In recognizing the importance of collecting data in relation to groups that are susceptible to vulnerability, we have started collecting data on LGBT and persons with disabilities. In addition, the Fiji Police Force is on the verge of launching a web-based metrics for real-time registration of crime. Fiji has incorporated a modern constitution with strong virtues of Bill of Rights for its citizens and persons who may require such intervention. This requires law enforcement agencies, as the Fiji Police Force, to improve police infrastructure and policies, accessible, better quality, and Mandela rules compliant holding cells, building of separate interview rooms for women and children, specialized training and development of personnel for women and children. We are in the process of recruiting, training our own and bilateral relations with foreign counterparts in provision of language translators. In line with CEDAW, we have adopted a gender-based violence policy for in-house compliance. Zero tolerance and no drop policy. We have stringent, compliant institutional policy on no reconciliation on gender-based violence cases, domestic violence, and sexual offences complaints. We are working closely with the Fiji Human Rights and Anti-Discrimination Commission, Legal Aid Commission, and the Office of Director Prosecution in the management, reporting, investigation, and prosecution of breaches of human rights by police officers. We are in the process of finalizing our draft in the long outstanding review of the Fiji Police Act. This will incorporate international conventions, national legislations, and policies. I thank you, Mr. President.